We're looking at the ski industry over the next few days, its importance to our region as an economic driver, and the many changes it's facing right now. Today, companies are using technology to make bombing down a cold mountain faster, more fun, and way more comfortable. And that's changing what used to be a pretty basic sport. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports on what's gained and what's lost with all this new tech.
We're in a bustling ski factory west of the snowy Wasatch Mountains in Utah. Many of the workers here look like ski bums. We're talking beanies, beards, flannels, but they're hard at work crafting some of the most advanced skis in the world. I watch as wood and carbon fiber are smushed together in a giant red hot box.
Okay, so this is like the panini press for your ski sandwiches.
It is, yeah. I recommend not eating these, but yes.
That last voice belongs to Alex Hunt. He's the communications manager here at DPS Skis, and he says carbon fiber skis are a fairly new trend. It's the same stuff companies use to make modern hockey sticks or racing bikes out of. It's flexible, durable, and really lightweight.
If it's lighter, the skier is going to use less energy, and then therefore can take more runs because they're not so tired and just have a better day.
But they're also expensive. We're talking more than $1,000. Hunt compares these high-end skis to purchasing a new car.
You know, a Cadillac per se, versus kind of a low-end kind of entry, Chevy or Pontiac or whatever's out there these days.
And just like new cars, skiing is getting more and more high-tech. For instance, there are goggles that show your text messages as they come in. Wearable tech that you can put in your boots to tell you if you're edging correctly. For novices out there, edging means how good or bad your technique is. And of course, for a while, you've been able to buy USB rechargeable heated gloves, boots, and jackets. Hunt says it all makes sense.
Going outside in the middle of winter for most people is not a pleasurable experience. So, you know, by having, you know, the best equipment, you know, having warm gloves, having, you know, good goggles so you have strong vision, you know, reduces all those negative things that come to mind when a lot of people think about, you know, going outside in a blizzard.
But being in a blizzard, bombing down a hill, wearing jeans and a cheap pair of gloves, that's how a lot of people out west used to ski. James Lynch is the outdoor gear editor for Popular Mechanics. And don't get him wrong, he loves a lot of this high-tech stuff. But Lynch also feels it kind of takes away from the struggle.
You know, the aspect of going outside in the outdoors and it not being comfortable.
In the olden days, he says, mountaineers and skiers, they look tough as nails.
You lose a little bit of that break the West kind of vibe that for a lot of time has been part of the outdoor adventure. The, you know, pushing yourself and seeing what you're capable of and having fun in that struggle.
But some people don't want to freeze their butts off on a mountain, or they want to go as fast as humanly possible down one, and they're willing to spend the money to do so. One market analyst group expects the ski equipment industry will be worth more than $5 billion by 2020. There's new products coming out constantly. Back at the ski factory, Alex Hunt shows off one of his company's newest inventions. It's called Phantom, and it looks like, well, clear goop.
I guess we could maybe compare it to the feel that you would get from like a vegetable oil.
Phantom costs around $100, but rub some on your skis, put them into a tanning bed, one for skis, not people, and you'll never have to buy wax again. Those skis, Hunt says, will go fast season after season. I ask him why people would spend that much money on stuff like this.
I think in general, there has been kind of a trend towards, I guess, more enjoyment and fulfillment in people's lives.
Nowadays, some people just want to have a little extra fun with their money.
And if that means, you know, spending some of that money on, you know, on more or less like toys.
Well, then that's good for Hunt's business and good for the ski hill. And talking about the ski hill, you might not even need one in the future. There are now virtual reality ski simulators in Los Angeles in Germany. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Salt Lake City, Utah.